What's up, guys? It's Gray Haas, and you have no idea how much it helps us when people like Gary, Amanda A., David A.S., and someone called Big Easy Blasphemy, great handle, by the way, join the Patreon. Our goal is to try to get to 500 supporters over there, which frees us up to do more things like live shows, live streams, and bonus content. You can even do a free trial. So please, please help us reach our goal of 500 supporters. For the price of a cup of coffee per month, you can help Mega keep going. Head to patreon.com/megathepodcast or check the link in the show notes. And thanks. Hey friends, you've probably heard me mention ButcherBox on here before, but if you haven't tried it, I gotta wonder, maybe you just hate deals? ButcherBox is high-quality meat and seafood you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep. It takes the guesswork out of shopping, and it is a godsend when it comes to saving me money and time. And here's the thing. If you're going to be cooking meat or seafood, just give it a try for a month and see if you like it. It feels decadent to have a freezer stocked with your favorite ingredients, and truly, who else is offering you free protein for a year? That's manna from heaven. What even is manna, by the way? Anyway, today, ButcherBox is giving Mega listeners free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Use my link, butcherbox.com/mega, and use code MEGA to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/mega, and use the code MEGA.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles new age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis. And at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Mega listeners, I know it's Monday, but we're showing up in your feed today because we have a big announcement.
We have a brand new seasonal podcast with our friend Ashley Flowers, and it's called It's a Wonderful Lie.
So if you're like us, you're no stranger to getting those classic holiday newsletters from friends and family filled with all manner of glowing seasonal year-end updates.
And in this podcast, we have some fun reading between the lines because chances are it's all a wonderful lie.
They're short, they're funny, they're festive, and there's a new episode every day for the next 12 days up until Christmas.
So here's the first episode now. We hope it makes you laugh and gets you in the holiday spirit. Or as Hallie would say, isn't that Nate?
Oh, hello there, and happy holidays. If you're like me, your mailbox and inbox are beginning to fill with the obligatory year-end updates from family and friends, exotic vacations, fulfilling careers, the accomplishments of so many perfect children. Ah, tis the season. And so, we've collected a few Christmas newsletters for some festive fun. Names and locations have been changed, of course, because if there is one thing I've learned in all my years, it's that there's always room to read between the lines. And chances are, it's a wonderful lie.
Well, you guys, welcome to It's a Wonderful Lie, episode one.
This is so
very exciting.
I want to say this is a long time coming, but we decided to do this a couple of weeks ago.
It feels like, I mean, it's been the most fun and intense podcast creation experience we've ever been a part of. So
yeah, Ashley was like, I have a Christmas idea. Do you think we could do this in time? And we're like, hey, no time like the present.
That's right.
The holidays are a-coming. It's honestly made me feel really, really in the spirit of Christmas. I've been putting up lights. I've been putting on playlists. I'm really feeling Christmassy this year because of this.
So we should introduce ourselves, I guess. So for those of you who don't know, my name is Ashley Flowers. I am joined by Holly Rant.
Yeah.
and Greg Hess.
Hey there, everybody.
And Holly and Greg are comedians. Everyone who knows me knows I am not. But we connected because we kind of noticed the same thing. It might be because we just happen to be from like the same part of the world in the Midwest, grew up kind of similar, but there's this phenomenon where around this time of the year, Christmas letters start going out. Very braggy Christmas letters.
That's right.
Life is beautiful.
Yeah, I like to say it was Facebook before there was Facebook, right? It's about how wonderful and extravagant and beautiful people's lives are. And if we all know anything, that it's kind of a lie.
That's right. Totally. I always used to marvel at getting these in the mail when my parents would get the Christmas holiday newsletter and these long, effusive, very detailed letters that would come to the house. And as a kid, you'd look at them like, who reads these and why do they write them? So I'm excited to get into some.
I get one every year from my college mom who sends the entire year recap. So it's like pages and pages on January, February.
Oh.
And so you'll be like 17 pages in and be like, I'm only in March. And she'll be like, I found a beautiful thrift store in Castleton where I bought 17 pair of shoes. It's so funny in these letters, you hear about how everyone's life is so perfect and beautiful and wonderful. But then you'll also hear like, I had a really great club salad, like by the beach.
The
like,
most mundane details.
Yeah. Yes.
It's like, this made the letter?
Yeah. So, you know, we thought it would be fun to kind of collect some holiday newsletters, change some names and locations, and really try and figure out the truth behind these wonderful lives people say that they're living.
Just really sleuth it.
And this is, you know what? And maybe this is why I'm drawn to it, you guys. This is my own little mystery. I can sniff out a lie like my job depends on it.
That's right. And that's why we're drawn to it, too, because we just like kind of taking the piss.
And being in comedy, most of our entire lives is a lie.
That's right.
And I'm as guilty of it as anyone. Like, I don't post a picture of myself that I didn't, like, you know, it's like we all do that. We just put our best foot forward. Like, doesn't my life look okay, everybody?
So, yeah, we're going back to the OG lie, the Christmas letters. And I actually have one today. I have a really interesting character. You guys are going to love this letter. It's very non-traditional. But part of the letter, our writer talks about going to a musical, and he's the one that, like, wants to, like, sing over everyone else.
Oh,
so
wow.
I thought, okay, what is your guys' like all-time favorite Christmas song?
Oh,
very easy for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. It's the perfect Christmas song. It makes me happy every single time. It has whistle tones in it, but it always makes people feel good.
That's right. We just tried to watch the Mariah Carey Christmas special. And for anyone that's never done drugs before, you don't have to. You can just watch this Christmas special because it's truly a fever dream. I would say Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas because I like the sad ones.
I love a good sad song.
That's
all right. Well, let's get to our very first Christmas letter.
Yes.
It's a wonderful lie.
Dear friends, family, and beloved clients, who of course I view as family.
But of course.
Oh, but of course.
I don't know how to read this next line. I want to say a joyous Noel to you all, but like I know that's not how joyous or Noel is spelled. J-O-Y-E-A-U-X.
Oh, the French. Joyeux Noël?
Oh,
is
very
that what's
fancy.
Yeah, I think it's the French way to say Merry Christmas.
I can tell you all from my 4 years of high school French that is French for Merry Christmas.
Hey!
Oh.
Hey, how do you say it in the...
Joyeux Noël?
Joyeux.
Some person who speaks French is going to write in and say that's totally wrong.
Totally wrong.
Already, though, I love this person. They're very fancy.
I was going to say pretentious, but we'll go with fancy.
Same diff.
This year has been truly transformative as I have transitioned from my unfulfilling paralegal work and embraced a challenging new role as a fitness leader at Elevate Fitness, a new fitness studio in Naperville.
Okay.
And it's L-Evate. Like, so not, yeah.
Oh, L-Evate. Like you're riding the L.
L-Evate.
L-Evate.
So paralegal work was so unfulfilling.
As a fitness leader at Elevate.
So
okay.
He has transformed.
This is great.
This is going to be good, guys. January found me in my beloved Costa Rica at the beautiful Marriott Hacienda Belen, deepening my yoga practice with my beloved teacher, friend, and mentor, and Elevate owner, Jody Bakewell.
Wait. Jody Bakewell.
Jody Bakewell. Wait, so... Wait, this is it. Okay, there's so much. Who's writing this? What's the name?
Oh, yeah, sorry. So someone named Lucas.
Lucas gets to... Lucas gets to go to Costa Rica.
Beloved.
Beloved Costa Rica with the at the beautiful Marriott Hacienda Belen, and deepens his yoga practice with his beloved teacher, friend, and mentor, and Elevate owner, Jody Bakewell?
Jody Bakewell.
Beloved teacher.
Oh my God.
So wait, so like his boss, something more than
he just went on vacation with his boss.
Joy Noel.
You got it totally wrong.
That's how they say it in Costa Rica.
Joy X Noel.
Those 7 days under the canopies of the rainforest proved to be the balm my weary soul needed. Let's just say the claw marks left by certain lawyers at my old job had yet to heal.
Okay, Hemingway.
Let's just say that this letter is the balm that my weary soul needed for today.
What was that movie where Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman had on the masks?
Eyes Wide Shut?
Yeah, what Eyes Wide Shut is happening at his law firm where he still has... claw marks down his back, or we don't know where the claw marks are.
Oh, I think the claw marks were because these people were mean to him.
But Jody might leave some claw marks down his back.
The only Tom Cruise movie that's going on right now is like a full cocktail waterfall scene that's happening at the Marriott Hacienda Belen.
Under the gorgeous canopies of rainforest.
Every morning began with a guided meditation led by Jody, followed by a rigorous Elevate workout, an intense combination of plyometrics, asana yoga, which I've never heard of, and step aerobics.
Wait.
Can't you just picture it? You got Jody and you got Lucas. They're doing step aerobics underneath the canopy of trees.
Plyometrics, asana yoga, and rigorous workout meditation. My land, Lucas.
They're so in shape. It's so great.
Our afternoons were to ourselves and often found me frolicking in the surf or curled up in a cabana with a good book.
And by good book, I mean Jody.
Recent favorites include Everything is Spiritual by Rob Bell.
Okay, so we got kind of a cool, kind of Christian vibe.
Yeah, progressive Christian.
Is that what I have no idea what this is. John Grisham's The Chamber.
Okay, so we like a mystery.
Mm-hmm. Well, not totally ready to leave his paralegal work behind, it seems.
That's right.
And Untamed by Glennon Doyle.
This is amazing.
Lucas is lighting me up. I mean, I love Lucas. I love his taste. I love that he's combining the spiritual and he's combining mind and body.
He's in a cabana after a morning workout reading Glennon Doyle. Learning about how he is an uncaged cheetah and he will not let society keep him bound any longer. He is free. He's under the canopy.
I love
living his best life. My time at the beach was restorative, and it was healing to wear nothing but a bathing suit and a smile for 7 days.
Okay. Nothing but a bathing suit and a smile. Wow.
I blushed at the sweet comments you left on my pictures on Instagram and swear I eat carbs.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, right.
I love that someone on Instagram is like, eat a goddamn carb, Lucas.
Gosh, Lucas, how many abs does someone need to have? Lucas is so ripped.
Life without bread?
Well, he says that the Costa Rican sun must have provided some especially flattering angles.
Lucas,
yeah, it was the sun.
It wasn't the sun, Lucas. You know you've been working hard for that, Graham.
Also, thank you for letting us know that your body is banging, sir.
Oh, it's banging so hard. Talk about untamed. Lucas's abs are out.
He's like, y'all made me blush.
This is where I could use an attached picture, though.
We gotta start asking for pictures. And I love that he's like, y'all, I do eat carbs and you made me blush. It was a good angle. You know he posed for like hours on end with a timer. We all do. We don't post pictures pictures of ourselves that we don't like highly approve of.
Yeah, of course.
No, there's like 30 pictures. I heavily edit one of them and then post that one.
100%. Totally. But no, it's the Costa Rican sun.
He's got to use some filters on those sweet angles.
Nothing but a bathing suit and a smile.
Early spring brought validating career news as Jody selected me from over 30 competitive applicants to be assistant manager at the flagship studio.
Okay, I mean, y'all did just go to Costa Rica together, so I don't know how competitive it was. I mean,
we were doing handies in a cabana, and then I had some validating career news.
Yeah, I mean, it is validating, but you know, Lucas, you had a little bit of an inside track.
And Lucas, thanks for letting us know that all the applicants, all 30 of them, were competitive.
There's no way all 30 were competitive.
I was the top of a great list. I mean, you should
I hope
seen...
all 30 of them got this letter.
They're all like, damn it, I didn't know I didn't get the job yet.
As assistant manager, I sympathize and supervise eight talented... I don't know.
Excuse
I don't know what it means.
Me?
As assistant manager, I sympathize and supervise eight talented, dynamic instructors, as well as ensure that every class maintains the rigorous standards set by Jody.
Jody.
Hey, Lucas, I would just, you know, I think you're a really great supervisor. I would really love a little less sympathizing. Just stop sympathy. You kind of like are a really like overbearing sympathizer.
Yeah. Lucas, would you stop apologizing to me and asking me if I'm okay? I'm fine. I love my life. I mean, look at my body. I teach at Elevate.
I'm letting you both know, I'm going to sympathize and supervise the rest of this episode.
I never thought I would thrive in the studio environment, but as Jody reminds me, bloom where you are planted.
That's a Jody original. I believe that Jody really believes that.
Jody's the one that coined bloom where you are planted?
100%.
Well, there have been setbacks. Aww. A COVID scare sent four of my teachers into quarantine over Memorial Day, meaning yours truly taught eight classes back to back. A record, Jody assures me.
Just setting records every day.
He was so mad. He was so mad that he had to work on Memorial Day.
Also, I love that they had a scare over a holiday weekend and had to like call into work.
Right. Yeah. Those four instructors were all hanging out and he didn't get invited. And then they all got COVID and he had to teach their classes.
They were grilling. They were like, Lucas sympathizes.
Yeah, we're like, should we invite Lucas? It's like, I don't really want my sympathizer here.
So he said, while they were setbacks, I've loved stepping into a new leadership role. Look out, Meryl Streep. This devil wears Lululemon. Usually, yeah. Their Vent Tech muscle tank paired with their Textured Tech shorts.
Oh my gosh.
The product
gosh.
Plug here, you guys.
A Vent Tech. What is it?
Lululemon. Usually, their Vent Tech muscle tank paired with their Textured Tech shorts.
Say that five times fast. I mean, Lucas is really just letting us know one more time that he can rock a Lululemon muscle shirt.
He paints a picture.
He
paints
really
a picture.
Does.
And I think he's right. Look out, Meryl Streep.
Yet, all that hard work didn't go unrewarded. As a thanks for saving the day on multiple occasions... Who knew that so much of being an assistant manager at a fitness studio involved plumbing?
Oh,
Jody
no.
surprised me with tickets to my all-time favorite musical, Dear Evan Hansen.
Oh, boy.
Dear Evan Hansen is a musical? I've never heard
what
of that.
What is that? I've never even know what that
I'm
is.
I have no idea what
I'm
that
the
is.
One that has to tell the two of you that Dear Evan Hansen is a musical?
Like on Broadway?
Yes!
I've never heard of it.
Didn't you?
What is it?
Dear Evan, I don't know anything about it. I'm acting like I'm all put out. All I know is that Dear Evan Hansen was a very popular musical. It's that kid in the show, The Candidate, the something on Netflix, the politician,
okay.
The politician.
Okay.
And he sings really high. That's all I know.
Okay.
And he really won a Tony.
Okay. Wait, but Jody is taking Lucas to the theater?
I mean, can't
this
figure
is
this
steamy.
Out. Are they together? Are
well,
they...
it's his boss, though.
I mean, technically it says Jody surprised me with tickets. So that doesn't mean that they went together. But they're on vacation in Costa Rica together. Like,
that's right.
A musical is nothing.
Put it this way. If he didn't take her, that was probably a problem.
See, I think Jody's a man.
Really?
Was it Dear Evan Hansen that did it for you?
I know.
What tipped it off? Maybe it was the Vent Tech muscle tee?
Oh, fair. All right. Well, for those of you who've been to my Elevate booty bump class, and If you haven't, why not hit me up for guest passes anytime?
Oh, okay. Good. I will.
Know that Act One opener, waving through a window, is a hallmark of my Son A sequence.
Oh, I have
no idea what this paragraph means.
That was a bunch of English words all together that I have no idea what they meant.
Booty bump makes
sense. Yeah, he's plugging his class hard.
I think what's going on is he plays the Act One opener, waving through a window, during
in his classes
Son A sequence.
They're working out to Broadway musical tracks.
Oh my gosh, amazing.
I would jump out the window.
I love it.
I'd be like, Lucas, can't I get some like 90s beats or something?
Oh, girl, you're speaking my language.
Don't you think that 90s beats like are the best to like jog to? It's the perfect cadence for jogging.
Are the best to listen to all the time?
All the time.
That's true.
It was all just the 90s beats were just the best music, period. Like we all should have quit after the 90s.
That's true. But now that we know Lucas is leading his workout classes with Broadway musical numbers,
it's fantastic.
It's just simply too good
to be true. Booty bump to Broadway musical.
That's true.
And send a video, Lucas, please.
So great.
So that's how he begins his Son A sequence. And now here he is sitting in the seats of the theater, experiencing it live and in person.
So much of being a Elevate Fitness instructor is rooted in the oral storytelling tradition.
Is it?
I don't know.
What? Okay.
Thus, I'm well aware of the communication between artist and audience member.
Oh, no. First of all, I just want to really quickly unpack that being a fitness instructor is rooted in the oral storytelling tradition.
I think he's way too qualified to be a fitness instructor, honestly. If you're going that deep on your fitness class and really getting to oral storytelling traditions, I think you need to be a college professor.
I mean, somebody's trying to like stay in triangle in his class and he's like, and then when the Turks moved into Lucas, no more stories. I'm trying to hold warrior.
Wait. I'm doing my one-man show about Gilgamesh.
Well, it might be the audience fault, you guys, because he says quite simply, performers need energy from the audience.
It's so true.
And he can bring it, baby.
Yes, he can. He says, well, honey, that night I was giving it to them.
Okay.
Well, honey, that night I was giving it to them. I joyfully hummed along to every tune and even crunched some harmonies under my breath during choruses.
If you're going to be sitting next to Lucas, you're going to be having someone sing along to all the songs.
Is crunching harmonies something people do?
Yeah, you got to crunch that harmony.
Crunch a harmony?
I have no idea.
I literally just got on the train where like I understand that saying like that like slaps is cool or that like that hits different, which is like it's already out of date. So maybe like crunched is the new thing. I crunched some harmonies.
I crunched them harmonies. Also, the poor people sitting around him.
Right.
But he's like, the show needs my energy. The performers love it. I'm giving it to
him. That's sitting next to my mom at any musical. It's terrible. I was a little embarrassed when an elderly woman next to me squeezed my arm at show's end and whispered, that should have been you up there.
Oh, I don't think that happened. Loved it.
From your lips to goddess's ears, madame.
Oh, I love it. Love, love,
Lucas.
Love, love, love.
Lucas paints a picture. I was afraid she was going to squeeze his end and whisper, shut up.
Shut the hell up. Could next year herald another career change?
It could, Lucas, and I'm here for it. I want the next year, I want to go see Dear Evan Hansen on tour, and I want it starring Lucas.
He's going to be in a musical entitled Nothing But a Bathing Suit and a Smile.
Because of the pesky pandemic, this fall provided one of those too good to pass up entrepreneurities.
Okay.
Okay.
For which Jody always encourages us to be on the alert. Online coaching.
Okay, so he's taking it to the web.
These one-on-one sessions allow me to tailor my message to the individual student and also to provide some much-needed travel. Ha-ha! It's pretty cool that I can now say I've taught classes in Missouri.
Sexy.
Glamorous. This is me adding glamorous. Southern Indiana.
Oh, hell yeah.
And three of the Quad Cities.
Aww. That's a bump to the old resume, Lucas. Hell yeah.
Well, he's about to take another bump. We're about to do some name dropping because he's worked with Rose G on her flexibility, Marion
Rose
P
G.
on low impact cardio.
Good for Marion
P. Step aerobics.
And Kyle S on getting his swole on for an upcoming trip to Coral Gables
Coral Gables? I guess, yeah. First of all, what is swole and how do you spell it? Because it just sounds like a boner to me. and what's Coral Gables?
Coral Gables is Florida.
Sounds nice.
Oh.
No, it's Florida.
Oh, so he's getting, so Kyle's trying to get his swole on?
He basically got a guy really jacked for spring break.
Well, if the gym scene isn't for you, reach out. I'd love to help you achieve your goals.
I really need this contact. I want Lucas to help me achieve my goals.
You all know I love to learn new things, and this year it was guitar.
Oh.
I am taking group guitar at the Old Town School of Folk Music and am chuffed? S-C-H-U-F-F-E-D?
Chuffed?
Chuffed.
Chuffed?
Lucas throwing in some British-y slang.
Chuffed?
I'm very chuffed. I always feel like chuffed is something that you hear in a BBC show.
Does it mean?
I think it's
I'm excited.
I'm
happy and proud.
Okay, well, he is chuffed to have added Emmy Lou Harris's From Boulder to Birmingham.
Okay,
the classics.
And the Chicks Not Ready to Make Nice to my repertoire.
Oh, this is so good.
I love it.
I love
so
that he
much.
Likes just all female folk singers.
Yeah.
And the Chicks.
And the Chicks.
And the Chicks.
And also group guitar at the Old Town School of Folk Music.
Oh, yes.
The group guitar really chafes him.
Nothing like him. Learning guitar with 10 other people who can't play guitar.
I'm not ready to make nice. He's like, hey, can we do Earl Had to Die next year, everybody?
I'm in. I'll sign up for that class. I have big plans for teaching and playing an all-acoustic Elevate Fitness class in the new year.
Yes.
Oh, no. They're going to be like, first he brought the stories, now he's playing guitar in the hot yoga room. This
keeps
slipping out of tune.
Bump to acoustic music.
It's going to be so good. It's basically the foundation of his one-man show that we're dreaming for.
Oh, he is a true treat and a treasure.
I love it.
I love him.
While the past 12 months have had their struggles, I am so grateful to see what the new year has in store. I dearly hope I get to see you all soon. Onwards, Lucas.
Lucas.
If
what
Lucas
a dear.
And Jody aren't married next year, I'll be so sad.
I will be so sad.
Jody will be in the front row.
Also, I'm not sure how many struggles Lucas had this year other than an overfilling bathroom and maybe...
He seemed like he was thriving.
I know, Lucas.
For sure.
Thriving, not surviving, thriving.
Well, there you have it. Why not post a few flattering pictures of those Christmas abs while you booty bump to some Broadway? Or if some carolers come to your door, remember, give them energy. It should be you up there. It's a Wonderful Lie is an Audiochuck original, created and executive produced by Ashley Flowers. Produced by and featuring Holly Laurent and Greg Hess. Production assistance by David Flowers. So what do you think, Chuck? Do you approve?
So that was It's a Wonderful Lie.
So fun. I really love doing that podcast.
And we know it's been a really hard year, and a lot of us are going to be alone over the holidays. So hey, why not spend them with us? Start a new tradition.
Go ahead and subscribe to It's a Wonderful Lie on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. We can't wait to share the rest of this series with you.
So join us for the next 11 days. And hey, Merry Christmas.